Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Red Friday. And we've had a lot of fun talking to some former Chiefs this week, like Derek Johnson and Daron Cherry and Tim Grunhard. And now we can talk to someone who spent a lot of time in this organization as an assistant coach, as a scout, as the head coach. And now he's doing very well as the head coach at Arizona State. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and good morning, and congratulations to all those Chiefs fans and obviously players. Andy, a lot of Chiefs fans out here in Arizona, believe it or not. In Tempe, I run into to them often, and very excited about this weekend, and they should be. They have an outstanding football team, and you know, it's kind of funny when you look at these games, especially the championship games, and I think sometimes you lose sight of this as a fan and as a player. The championship games are really more exciting than a Super Bowl because there's a home field. And when you have that home field, the electricity in the stadium is just unbelievable. And I've played in a couple of those. I've coached in a couple of them, won a couple, lost a couple as well. And then when you get to the big one, the Super Bowl, it's a little bit different because fan bases, there's no home field advantage for anybody. It's more of a corporate game now, the Super Bowl. So I think for all the folks in Kansas City that walk into Arrowhead this weekend, it'll be quite electric. I mean, it'll be something that you'll remember for the rest of your life if you're a Chiefs fan. A championship game at home, the atmosphere of that is something to be felt and seen.
Coach Herm Edwards is our guest. Well, congratulations to you on the contract extension that you signed this week, and also congratulations to you and Arizona State for winning the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. And so how was that to be, instead of being doused with Gatorade, you had a big bucket of Frosted Flakes dumped on you after the game. How was that? You could have used some milk at that point, it looked like.
Exactly. A little bit different. First time, I guess. First time in the history you've been dumped with Frosted Flakes. And I actually like Frosted Flakes.
Right.
It all worked out well, and really congratulate our coaching staff. And we had made some changes in our staff, so we were a little bit shorthanded there. But the players did a great job, and you know, playing in bowl games are interesting. We took a month off almost before we played a regular game, and we played a very talented team in Florida State, so it was fun to win a bowl game.
You didn't have to deal with any former players ranting through the locker room or handing out cash or anything like that, did you?
Well, I tell you what, it's just, I don't want to go down that street because I just think that, you know, the sad part about it is that when a team wins a national championship like that, it should be about the team and about the players, and there shouldn't be any distractions. A lot of hard work was put into that, and Coach O, who I know personally, has done a marvelous job down there. And you hate, after something like that happens, that all of a sudden everything goes to that. It has nothing to do with the game or the players that played the game. So I'll just leave it at that.
Herm Edwards is our guest, and Coach, you have a long history with the Chiefs organization. So let's start there before I ask you about the actual game.
Sure.
I mean, what we all want to see, we've heard so many people talk about this, is what it would be like at Arrowhead Stadium on that field after the game if the Chiefs win, to see Clark Hunt receive the Lamar Hunt Trophy. So many people have wanted to make that happen,
yeah.
And now this is a distinct possibility. This could actually happen. This is reality. The dream might come true. And for you, that put so much effort and so much time into the Chiefs organization, what would that mean to you if the Chiefs were finally able to get back to the Super Bowl?
Well, and I've said this numerous times, my first opportunity to coach in the National Football League was with the Kansas City Chiefs. I was hired by Lamar and obviously Carl Peterson, they actually made a job for me as a scout slash an assistant coach, helping Tony Dungy get the secondary. And so I'm indebted to that organization. I'm indebted to the family. And to have that trophy handed over to the son of the owner, who is one of the greatest owners in football, was a great sportsman, understood it. I was traded to come back. My feelings for that organization, for the family, for that enthusiasm of the fan base there. I had a daughter that was born in Kansas City. So this would be quite a scene, and it's going to take place. It's not going to be a dream. This is going to happen. I truly believe it's going to happen, and it's been a long time. And when that takes place, it'll be something you remember if you're a Chiefs fan for a long, long time. I mean, you can go back to the Chiefs fans when they went to a Super Bowl and that Lenny Dawson era. Those fans still talk about that. I can remember in Philadelphia when we went to our first Super Bowl. We did not win, but just the excitement of the game when it was over and the crowd and the atmosphere, I still feel it. I mean, I say that was the loudest ovation, the most energy I've ever felt in a stadium is actually when we won the championship game in Philadelphia.
That was January 11th, 1981, against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
And you're talking about another franchise that had longed to get to the Super Bowl at that time, and now add 30 years to that, and that's where the Chiefs fans are, by the way, of wanting this. What was the pressure like? And when you that week leading up as a player, did you feel the entire pressure of a city like Philadelphia hoping that this was going to be the time?
You felt the energy. There was this positive energy you felt as a player. And I can remember walking into the stadium when we got introduced, and then when the wall was kicked off, you could felt this air of confidence. And I think the Chiefs have to as well. I mean, they have proven, through the course of the season that they've earned the right to play this game at home due to how they played on the field. And so, the emotion of the game, in the first 5 minutes, it's kind of, you don't feel, you're running around so fast, you don't even know what's going on, because this is happening. And then I think toward the end of it, when you get to the fourth quarter, and if you have a lead and you know you're about to win, it's almost unbelievable. Because, when you win a game during the regular season or even in the start of the playoffs, the next thing you say is next week, we're going to play again. Well, this one, if you win this one, you actually get to say, we're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's remarkable for you as a player to finally say, we're going, it's almost like, are we really doing, yeah, we're going, the next game is the Super Bowl, right? And so it's one of those deals where you have to catch yourself. Because generally it's the next opponent or going to the playoffs. This one, you win this one, there's only one game left. It's a Super Bowl.
And so do you think, because there's a lot of players on this team that were a part of the game last year, the overtime loss in the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
How much do you think that will help those players, or is that a factor?
I think anytime you lose, believe it or not, you learn something about yourself and your teammates. And I think you always feel like, I want to have another opportunity to get into that situation. And a lot of times it never happens. For these guys, it's actually happened again. You get a second bite of this apple. And look, all you have to do is just be who you are, and that's the hardest thing about these games. It's like you want to try to win it in the first series, and you're not going to win in the first series. It's going to take four quarters, but I just think the energy you play with, no different than last week. I mean, it got off to a bad start. Special teams by both parties was horrendous, and it showed up. But then, after that all took place, they found their sea legs. Per se, the Chiefs, and they went on a run, And so I just think, the momentum they have now, playing a team that beat them during the season. And you know what? Guess what stood out was special teams in that game. It was a factor in that game as well as the runner, obviously. But I think both parties know their strengths. They know what they need to do. Now the players have to go ask them to go play.
And so you mentioned the way that game started last week. They were down 24-0, and they erased that deficit in the second quarter alone. How powerful is that? For they know they could be down, they could be in any situation, and when they turn it on, they could beat anyone, and they can do anything. That's a powerful confidence to have, right?
Well, yeah, no doubt. I mean, and no doubt, if you're watching that game when this was all unfolding, and you know, and it happened so fast, it's like that's not a problem. They'll be fine. Just keep playing, you know. And they have enough guys offensively that when they get the ball in their hand, they can score. And that's why they're so dynamic offensively. Not even talking about the quarterback. I mean, he's just a special player. But when he throws the ball down the field, if one of those guys catch it and you don't have people in position, you got a problem. They're gonna score. And so that, you know, when that thing got a lead like that, I said, this thing's not over. It's just a matter of day, his first quarter. Are you kidding me? This is a long football game. and then they got going, and you know, obviously the opponent had no answer because they couldn't keep up with that. And so, you know, that is comforting to you. Now, you don't want to continue to play like that because as you mark your way through the playoff, teams are better. You know, and if you get to the Super Bowl, one of the teams you may face is pretty good. And I'm actually going to the game this weekend, you know, with San Francisco and Green Bay. As you guys know, the Lynch family is very close. He's the God, you know, John and Linda are the godfather of our son Marcus, and we're the godfather of his little daughter named Leah. And so we're actually going to the game. Mm. And, you know, it's one of those deals where I'm thinking and I'm not saying anything against the other two teams that are playing, but most people, and I don't know the line or anything like that, but most people assume that the Super Bowl is going to be Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers because most people feel like those are probably the most consistent and the best teams during playing of the season. Now, anything can happen in the playoffs, obviously, but I think most people anticipate that might be the matchup.
Yeah, you're right, Coach. I do have the lines in front of me because we keep an eye on it. the Chiefs are 7-point favorites, and the Niners are 7.5-point favorites. Those are two pretty big numbers for a conference championship game, you know.
Yeah, and they both play at home, home. And this is the last time. I keep saying this, and I can't stress it enough because if it happens, which you guys will understand this when you go to the Super Bowl. And you're sitting there, it's not the same atmosphere. This is electric. When you have a championship game at home, I'm telling you something, you will remember this the next 20 years. You'll remember this game because of the excitement and the electricity in the stadium. I promise you, when you walk into that stadium Sunday, whatever time you get there, the electricity is all, you feel it. It's just a funny deal when you're at home. And that's what's great about the championship game. Because there's a home field advantage for the opponent that plays at home. Different than the Super Bowl. Entirely different.
Herm Edwards is our guest. Coach, Derrick Henry's had over 180 yards, three straight games, but Ryan Tannehill's been really good. And they've been a quick strike offense since he's taken over. They've got a good deep threat in A.J. Brown. Tannehill is he's finally looking like the quarterback he was supposed to be when Miami took him in the first round. For the Chiefs to be successful, I'm like, Derrick Henry, it seems like he's going to get his yards, and they can still win this football game. But what do they need to do to win this game? What do they need to do to be successful against Tennessee on Sunday?
Well, force them to not be able to play the game and control the game with the tempo of their offense. Look, they're built this way. To limit possessions from the opponent's offense. How do you do that? You run the football. You limit possessions. If it's a 12-possession game, you want to get this down to a 9-possession game. That eliminates some of the scoring power you have offensively when you play a team like the Chiefs. Now, on the flip side of it, you got to make Tannehill beat you on the road in a hostile environment where he can't hear. You got to play with the league so they can't run it. They can't dictate the terms of how they want to play the game. And that's what happened to them when they played them down on the road. They got in the game, but it was a one score game. You got to create a lead and have a lead in the middle of the third quarter, where all of a sudden they got to throw, and it's noisy, and they can't hear, and the runner is no factor anymore. And that when you play that game, that's the game they don't want to play. They say they want to play, but they don't want to. You got to make that quarterback beat you in late in the third quarter. And say, okay, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to throw it. But the runner's not going to beat us. That's just my opinion. Now, Andy and those other coaches, they're, you know, far wiser than me, and that they're football teams. But just football in general, that would be the basic idea of this whole deal when you look at it. What are their strengths? What are your strengths? How do you make them not play to their strengths? Well, their strength is if they got to run the football, they can control the game with the football, make it a 9-possession game. That limits your ability to have the ball offensively. Your strength is your offense, Kansas City. That's your strength. And your strength on defense is if you can play with a lead and make them drop back in a stadium where he can't hear.
What do you think happens on Sunday, Coach?
I think it's the Chiefs in San Francisco. Now, that's me, but that, what do I know? I got my own problem. I mean, look, it's four great teams. You got great coaches. You got an onslaught of some great players playing. I mean, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, I mean, he's in a position again now. All of a sudden, you know, as great as Aaron Rodgers has been, and he is fabulous. He's guys. This is what people don't understand. The guy's been to one Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, one Super Bowl. Okay, so this is how hard this thing is. Most people don't realize it is hard to go there. It is difficult. And when you get into this game, it's like you don't know if you're coming back. That's why it's critical to win it. Because you don't know how many shots it is you're going to get to go to your Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers has been to one Super Bowl, guys. As good as he is, it's the number this guy's put up his whole career. He's been to one. So on this side of it, this is a great game to be involved in, man. And it's really, when you win, wow. It's unbelievable.
Coach, we had one request, actually several requests, but someone just texted and asking you if you would just remind us what the Chiefs are playing for, what everyone's playing for. They're playing to win the game. If you would just say that for us Sunday.
I, you know what?
Please.
I would love to do it, but here is my deal, and I've said this when I made that statement in New York. I said it one time. And it never needs to be said out of my mouth again. And everybody knows why you play it, so I'll leave it at that.
Oh, they just got to win, Coach. Coach, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate
it. Okay, you guys enjoy it now. And G-Fan, enjoy it. Well-deserved, and good luck to you guys.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey. The Chiefs are playing not just to win the game this time. They're playing to go to the Super Bowl.
Playing to win the conference.
Playing to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy.
I can do it for him. I can do it for him.
Let's hear it.
You play to win the game.
That's right.
You don't play to just play it.
No, you don't.
That's the great thing about sport.
Yeah.
You play to win.
Damn right.
And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win.
That's right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate his time. He's a busy dude.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
We had to shoot a couple times back and forth, but he's busting his ass down at Arizona State right now.
He's
so
doing a great job.
Yeah.
No, just won a bowl game and got a contract extension. I think that's all right.
Yeah, no. We had a nice little chat about it. I'm happy for him, man. He's enjoying it, and it's
he's going to the Niners Packers game.
What a game that is.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a big one.
She said. Let's take a break, Nets. Right. Hey, you know what? Yeah. That's not what she's ever said, by the way. That's not what she said. She has never said that. I can promise you that. All right. Let's hear what Gary Lezak has to say on Sports Radio 810 WHB.